Two energy companies serve the Valley, APS and SRP, but residents don't get to make a choice. Your energy provider is determined by what neighborhood or community you live in. With APS facing strong criticism from some corners, the idea of introducing competition is once again in play. Corporation Commissioner Justin Olson wrote about his desire to have competition in the state in a column for the Arizona Republic, and he's with me to talk about that and the news that APS CEO Don Brandt has agreed to speak to the commission next month. So, Commissioner Olson, what is your argument for competition, and how much of that has to do with customer dissatisfaction with APS?
Well, I think it has a lot to do with that. Since getting appointed to the commission and then winning an election last year, I've dedicated a significant amount of my time to evaluating what is the best path forward for APS customers. Folks are frustrated with the rate increase that the previous commission enacted. And so I've been evaluating what should we do? What is the best solution? There's no perfect solution, but I think that retail competition will be an important reform, a high priority reform, to be able to enable ratepayers to be able to choose who is going to be their power provider and to drive down costs and benefit ratepayers.
Now, you bring up Texas in the column, and Texas has a much more complicated system, obviously, than Arizona does at this point. Do you have an idea in your own mind, whether you've talked with folks or not, how you would potentially envision some sort of outline?
I think that Texas offers an ideal model. Retail competition has worked exceptionally well there. Ratepayers pay 22.1% lower rates in Texas than ratepayers do here in Arizona. In addition, ratepayers in Texas are more pleased with their power companies. Ratepayers in Texas can log on to a website and choose among dozens of different providers and hundreds of different rate options. And this has led to innovations and new opportunities for different offers from the power providers. And so ratepayers are very pleased with the opportunities that they have available to them. And I think that we should empower Arizona citizens to have that ability to make their own choice on what their power provider is going to be and then drive down the cost as a result of that market pressure.
And cost is obviously extremely important. So is reliability. Would there be any concerns about that initially putting together a new system?
Absolutely. Reliability is critical. We saw that California made some critical errors when they went down that path years ago, and the industry has learned from those errors, and that's not been replicated in places like Texas. In Texas, there's been ample power and ample capacity to meet the demand for ratepayers and for industry, and we can do that here in Arizona while also giving opportunities for choice to ratepayers and driving down the bills that they will have to pay.
How challenging would that potentially be for regulators like yourself?
There will be a significant amount of work associated with the transition because we've got to make sure if we go down this path that we do it right. We do it in a way that empowers ratepayers and protects the community, ensures reliability and safety with regard to these services. So we've got to ensure that we make that transition, that we establish the rules that are appropriate and necessary at the commission. But once we make that transition, it should make the regulation of this industry easier because it empowers the consumer to make that decision, to make the decision about what provider they want to choose, what provider is providing the right rate, what provider is providing the right options, what provider is providing the right amount of renewable energy, and so on and so forth. These questions can be answered by the hundreds of thousands of ratepayers across the great state of Arizona.
Commissioner, it has been mentioned by some that the idea of competition would pose an existential threat to APS. Is this in any way a call to action to APS to do better?
Well, you know, APS and other utilities would continue to be a poles and wires company. They would be responsible for the transmission. And that's the only, in my view, natural monopoly that actually exists in this industry. And so they would be the highway for electrons, but the providers of those electrons would be dozens of different competitively regulated power providers instead of a monopoly that is responsible for generation as well as transmission and distribution. But when you go back to 1999 when the legislature was considering retail competition previously, APS and SRP testified that this would be in the best interest of the ratepayers, and they were on board. And so I think that that there can be a solution with regard to this question of competition that can be cooperative and can be one that the utilities can work together with the commission, with all interested parties, to ensure it's enacted in the appropriate way that's in the best interest of ratepayers.
Commissioner, have you gotten any calls or emails from APS?
I've not heard anything from APS. I've heard a lot from ratepayers that are very excited about the report that I issued in the Arizona Republic and the letter that I filed with the Corporation Commission advocating that we ought to pursue this. Folks want that ability to choose their energy provider.
APS head Don Brandt has agreed to testify before the Corporation Commission at some date in the future. How encouraged are you by that? And is there anything you can share with me that you'd want to ask him?
You know, I think it's the absolute right decision for Don Brandt to make, to come before the commission as we've requested and to answer these questions. There are critical questions that we need answered with regard to the disconnection policy of the utility. As you know, and I'm sure your listeners know, there was a very tragic incident that occurred recently, and we've got to understand what were the facts surrounding that situation. A customer was cut off who owed very little. I believe it was about $50 that was remaining on her bill when her power was disconnected. And so that's a very important question that I want to understand. Is there a threshold that APS has in place for disconnection? I know other utilities have a $300 threshold. Is there a threshold in place at APS? And if so, what is that threshold? If it's higher than the amount that Ms. Pullman owed, then why was her power cut off? Additionally, was Ms. Pullman notified that the payment that she made days before her power was cut off was not going to be sufficient to forestall the disconnection that ultimately occurred? So certainly have a significant amount of questions I look forward to getting answers to.
Justin Olson is a member of the Arizona Corporation Commission. Commissioner, thanks for the time today.
Thank you so much. It's been my pleasure.